Do you have any numbers yet?
Well, it's a little early to determine exactly how many we're going to have in the election, and we really won't know that until we're right at the end. And so where we are right now is that we've been processing about upwards of about 10,000 a day or more. So now between the ones that we already had done, the 33,000, the ones on advanced poll, we're at over 134,000 in total people who have, that we have processed for this election. So right now, where most of our staff are concentrating on the processing of the kits themselves or the applications. And then there's other teams that are doing nothing but assembling the kits themselves, so putting the various components of the mail-out kit together so that when they're ready, then they can start just sending them out. Now, we are sending out every day, but, the big part in the beginning was just getting all of the necessary supplies in here so that we could get them ready. Because you can imagine, we didn't have 100,000 envelopes just sitting on the shelf. So we had to get those. We had to get them printed. So a lot of that in the last week or last week was getting all those supplies in, getting the right things printed on them, and so that we could start the assembly of the kit itself.
When you say you've processed 134,000, what exactly do you mean by that? Does that mean that there are definitely going to be at least 134,000 kits gone out?
Well, that's 134,000 in the entire election. So that includes the people who voted at the advance poll as well. So right now, if you look at it, we are probably at around 100,000 of special ballots or mail-out ballots so far this election.
And is that number to change substantially over the next few days?
Oh, I expect that that will probably go up 10,000 a day over the next few days until we get them all processed. It's hard to figure out at this stage because you have information from a lot of different sources that's coming in from the call center, came in from the other channels, and you're processing. So there's people processing it out of different parts of that information. So sometimes we have that person in a couple of times, and when they get to that person, shows up on a call sheet again, they're already done, so you just go on to the next one after that. So it's hard to say what the exact number will be, but I know that there's going to be coming a time, I would expect by this weekend that we will know how many we've done.
And do you know how many have come back, or is that something that you do later in the counting process?
Yeah, and at this point, we don't look at it and physically count the ones that we have in, because we have tracking sheets on for each of the districts of what went out, and part of our validation process or adjudication process of that count involves essentially recording each of those envelopes against that list as part of the counting process. So we'll know as we're going down through them who we have and haven't got processed.
And when we're getting calls every day from people, oh my gosh, I haven't got my kit yet. I'm all registered, but I haven't gotten my kit yet. What should I do? Give me some timelines there.
Yeah, and that's the part that they have to be patient. As I said, we didn't have all those supplies on hand, so we had to go and get them in a hurry and get them ready. So we have groups of people spread over the city now, actually. Assembling kits for us, or putting together the components of the kit so that they can all come back in here, and then we can finish the last process of putting the labels on each of the kits and sending them out in the mail.
We're also getting calls from people saying that they have gotten their kit, but there's no voting kit contained inside.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but it is not something that we didn't anticipate. That does happen. Sometimes someone, as they're putting a ballot inside of the ballot envelope, gets distracted for a second and thinks that they already had it done. So we do a lot of spot checks to make sure that it doesn't happen, but occasionally it does happen. And if it does, all they got to do is get in touch with us, and we'll send them out another ballot or another component of that kit. Sometimes the return envelope wasn't in there. It's a human process, and it's occasionally all humans make mistakes every so often. You just hope that you don't make too many of them. But they get in touch with us, we'll get them the component.